This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Started here after 11 o'clock, playing in the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Jay, happy Thursday to you. Appreciate you starting your day with Dave in the morning show. Oh, by the way, Dave going to be back out again live at the Sauk County Fair. Coming up live broadcast at 3 o'clock. I believe Aaron is going to be out there again today. See, I'm the last one to find out about this stuff, but you'll have to go check him out.
Stay There's no stopping us now.
I got it on all day.
It gets me through my day.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
Belinda Carlisle, 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Another reminder, the Baraboo Water Utility currently working on replacing that water service. That's in the 500 block of 2nd Avenue. Closed right now until 2 p.m. Make sure you follow those detours.
Friendly word. She picked up the phone, dropped it on.
know radio's not dead, but a lot of other stations sure smell that way. We're your fresh choice. 99.7 Max FM.
The Clash, 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. So something that has been increasing in popularity on social media, and it's definitely not a good thing, is the use of artificial intelligence. A lot of different Facebook pages, especially seemingly legitimate pages, but not so much, are creating AI images and making up fabricated stories. Maybe you've seen this. It's kind of a thing that's been trending lately. And it's not a healthy trend, honestly, because a lot of people tend to believe everything that they see on social media. An example of this is in response to the recent flooding in Texas. I saw there was a Facebook page that had an article. I didn't even click on the article because I knew it wasn't legitimate, but there were pictures of Dolly Parton and Reba McEntire on a boat with food, bringing food to people. And of course, at face value, that might seem like a really wonderful thing, except for when you look at the images, they are artificial intelligence. They're not legitimate. They're not real pictures. And then, of course, the story itself is published just for the clicks and potentially for maybe a scam. You never know. There's a lot of that stuff going on. And it's overwhelming how many people were falling victim to this, thinking this was legitimate and commenting and how wonderful this is that they're doing this and this and that. It would be wonderful if it was really happening, but it wasn't really happening. That's the thing. You got to be able to look past what you see in the pictures and realize that sometimes it's a scam, or sometimes it's just an opportunity for them to maybe gain some personal information from you. So that's pretty prevalent today on social media. So you cannot be too careful.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. In addition to the Sauk County Fair, so many events going on throughout the area. Be sure to check out SaukCountyFair.com for all the details about each daily event and the grandstand show. Some of the other area events include Bagpipes in the Glen, the fundraiser at Durwood's Glen. This event will be held Saturday night, July 12th, 3 until 7 p.m. Join for music, bagpipers, food, and drinks. The entry fee is $20 per car. Parking is limited, so please carpool if possible. This is an outdoor event at Durwood's Glen. Don't forget to bring your blankets and lawn chairs. Music will begin at 3:15, continue at 4:30, and then 5:45. Again, this is Saturday, July 12th. It's Bagpipes in the Glen, the fundraiser for Durwood's Glen. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization is going to be hosting a Brat Fry. This is going to be on Saturday, July 12th in Reedsburg from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Viking Village BP. Brats, hot dogs, burgers, and so much more. Credit cards are accepted. Again, this will run from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. in Reedsburg at the Viking Village BP. It's a Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization Brat Sale. All the details about the organization and the Brat Fry can be found at booseniors.org.
When unexpected illnesses, minor injuries, or health concerns arise, there's no need to wait to find relief. Reedsburg Area Medical Center's walk-in care is here for you. No appointment needed. Walk-in care is open weekends from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and holidays from 9 to 5. Located inside RAMC's Physicians Group, walk-in care is here to help you feel better, faster. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair.
Yeah, he's to the boys back home drinking beers on a
Friday. Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
After you enjoy seeing all the Sauk County Fair animals, how would you like to add some adorable goats, sweet ponies, or a sassy donkey to your next party? T&B Mini Acres brings the Petting Zoo to you. Call 608-405-2879 to find out more.
99.7 Max FM.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
Motor. only one to say, okay. But you're motoring, yeah, motoring.
Maximum hits for Portage, 99.7 Max FM.
1, 2, 3. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. I think we can all agree the best cereals of all time are the sugary cereals, right? Nobody wanted a healthy cereal to start the day. New ranking of the best of all of those sugary cereals of all time put Cinnamon Toast Crunch at the top. I would agree. Pretty good stuff. Some of the other top 10 cereals included Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, Lucky Charms, Honeycomb cereal, Cocoa Krispies, Fruity Pebbles, and more. I didn't see the Pop-Tart cereal on there. Does anybody remember Pop-Tart cereal? I posted on our Facebook page yesterday, bring one snack back, and Pop-Tart cereal was on the list. Nobody voted for it. No surprise there. Here's Don Henley on Max FM.
They're picking up prisoners and putting them in a pen. And all she wants to do is since I don't know when, and all she wants to do is dance. Molotov cocktail, local drink, and all she wants to do is dance, dance, and mix them up right in the kitchen sink, and all she wants to do is dance. Crazy people walking around with blood in their eyes, and all she wants. She wants to do is dance, dance.
99.7 Max FM.
I'll be waiting. are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled, and our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Fireside Cabins wants you to enjoy the Sauk County Fair. Coming soon, Baraboo's newest place to unwind, Fireside Cabins Wine and Beer Bar. Watch their social media for details and opening hours of the bar and see progress on their cabins. Go to firesidecabinswi.com.
Baraboo State Bank, a cornerstone of the Baraboo area since 1857, is proud to help sponsor the 99.7 Max FM broadcast at the 2025 Sauk County Fair. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At least 120 people now confirmed dead following the July 4th flash floods in Texas Hill Country. More than 160 others still missing. AmeriCare's Jack O'Rourke says they're also tending to survivors and first responders, many who have lost everything or don't have access to health care and medicine.
In the coming days, we're going to see more and more health needs emerge. From people who have lost their medications to displaced people who need access to hygiene kits and to other sort of essential supplies.
In New Mexico, deadly flash floods last weekend blamed for at least three deaths in a village that was devastated by wildfires last year. Dozens of homes also impacted. More rain on the way in the coming days. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and his Russian counterpart meeting in Malaysia today on the sidelines of the annual Association of the Southeast Asian Nations Regional Forum. That meeting comes after the U.S. resumed weapons shipments to Ukraine. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. A win for Governor Tony Evers from the state Supreme Court after the court invalidates the ability of the legislature's Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules to overturn state agencies' rules. In a 4-3 decision, the court's liberal majority said the state constitution mandates any law must pass both chambers of the legislature and be presented to the governor. The Evers administration had challenged the committee's suspension of an administrative rule which blocked the practice of conversion therapy and another creating commercial building standards. Governor Tony Evers is also saying it could be some time before the Green Bay Correctional Institution is closed. He addressed that during a stop in Oshkosh on Tuesday.
We've had trouble with the Republicans in the legislature in particular to determine how we're going to do that. We have to do a whole bunch of things before we close down Green Bay.
Legislative Republicans pulled that plan from the state budget before passing it and sending it to the governor. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Showers and storms sparking this afternoon, continuing through this evening, and becoming heavy overnight. Torrential downpours could cause some flash flooding. Gusty winds are possible too, and the rain won't quit. Coming in waves for Friday and Saturday. Bathroom remodels for only $99 a month. Call BCI Bath and Shower, 1-800-329-4115. Currently, it's 76.
I'm
sick, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away. She slipped
is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
You got too far this time.